If I was going to look up one problem cop as a prime example of what's gone wrong here in Baltimore, where would I start?
Baltimore, Maryland, my hometown. A place that outsiders too often affiliate with crime, poverty, and the most corrupt politicians in the United States of America. And though some of these things are true, we are so much more. Baltimore is Charm City, a place rich in love, history, community, and resiliency. And it's this resiliency we must rely on to move past the dark shadow cast by our failed police department.
Everything changed when they came up with that expression, the war on drugs. In a war, you need warriors.
On the ground, get down on the ground.
We Own This City, the new HBO series from George Pelicanos and David Simon, confronts that shadow by telling stories of corruption and abuse within the Baltimore Police Department.
They put me in a unit made up of a bunch of the biggest crooks in the whole goddamn department.
I'm D. Watkins, one of the writers on the show and the host of the official We Own This City companion podcast from HBO and Pineapple Street Studios.
Senor Pablo Escobar is the police.
This show is personal for me, not just because I was a part of the writer's room, but also because I experienced extremely violent run-ins with some of the actual police officers we portray in the series. Over the next 6 episodes, I'm going to share my experience in and out of the writer's room. I'll also be joined by the people who brought this story to the screen, including executive producer and writer George Pelicanos.
These police officers were doing home invasions, and most outrageously, they were seizing drugs and then selling them back out on the street. The level of corruption on the GTTF was unprecedented in policing nationwide.
Actor John Bernthal.
I think to this day, he still can't kind of believe how all of this went down. I think he still considers himself to be one of the best police officers of all time.
Executive producer and writer David Simon.
All the stuff that makes a cop into a viable investigative entity was abandoned for the sake of, you're standing in my zone, you're locked up, screw you.
And actor Wumi Masaku.
She must think it's hopeless, but you can't think it's hopeless. That's why we protest. That's why we make art. That's why we use our voice, because we can't lose hope, because then we really are done for.
We Own This City premieres Monday, April 25th on HBO and HBO Max. Episode 1 of this podcast drops right after that. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. New episodes drop every Monday. Listen on HBO Max or wherever you get your podcasts.